Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, June 14th edition. Hope everybody had a great week, and I know I did here. Spent time with the little one. It was a great time. Kind of didn't get to watch a ton of baseball. I followed it on my phone. Got to watch the golf, all that good stuff. But it was fun kind of getting away, doing some family stuff, and just relaxing a bit from everything. But if you did enjoy the games, it was a lot of fun. There was money to be had. There was a home run derby for the Blue Jays. Blue Jays and Astros, those bats in fuego right now. Just straight in fuego. But yeah, hit me up on Twitter at BDentric if you have any questions or anything, and join the free Fantasy Degen Slack chat. The guys were in there all week, and I was popping in and out, answering questions where I could. It was a great time, like I said, between the family, the UFC fights on Saturday night, like holy bonkers, the stuff there. I used to do a UFC show. I know you guys don't really care, but I love UFC. Big, big fan of UFC. Maybe one day we'll get back into that stuff too, because shows like that get me motivated to do it again. It got to the point where there's so many shows, it's just like, this is ridiculous. Like, some of these cards are garbage, but now things are good. So that's good stuff there. Also, if you're in a season-long fantasy baseball, the Bench with Bubba podcast, last week, Vlad Sedler and MLB moving averages, Big John Stud. So go check those out. I'll be back with you guys with two episodes this week, recapping Fab on Tuesday with Toby, Batflip Crazy. He'll be back, and then a good show for you on Thursday as well. And I'll have you prepared for the U.S. Open with the always-pressing PGA DFS podcast dropping for you guys Monday evening also. So check all that good stuff out. Hit me up on Twitter at BDentric. Give a rate and review to the podcast on iTunes. All right, business out of the way. 13 games slated on a Monday. Big Monday slate. Last Monday, three games. Poo-poo. We got 13 games for you on a Monday. That's what we're here for. Totals on this slate, at least the totals we have for now. And there's still some pitching changes, crazy, because like what DraftKings and FanDuel has on their sites and what the books have and MLB.com, there's stuff's all over the board right now on some of them, so keep that in mind. But Pittsburgh Pirates, Washington Nationals, over under 8.5. Cubs, Mets, over under 9. Jays, Red Sox, 10. Reds, Brewers, 9. Tigers, Royals, 9. Rays, White Sox, 7.5. Marlins, Cardinals, 8.5. Padres, Rockies, 11. Coors Field special. Angels, A's, 8.5. Twins, Mariners, 8.5. Phillies, Dodgers, 9. Don't have a total on the Giants game. Or I think there's one other game we're missing a total on as well. So keep an eye on all those. But if you pay attention to the totals there, most of them are 9 or higher, which tells you pitching is not great, especially for a 13-game slate. It's pretty crazy. And we have two guys facing off against each other in the same game, two of the top options on the slate. We have two guys over 10K, three guys 9,900 or above, two of those three in the same ballgame. And if you guessed right, it's the total of 7.5 in Tampa Bay and the Chicago White Sox, and they're great options. Tyler Glasnow, 10-7 at the Chicago White Sox. Glasnow's been nothing short of perfection. More often than I had one bad start at Toronto. Oh, you mean the team that just put up 17 on the Red Sox? They're hitting 12 home runs a game, it feels like. Oh, I'm so sorry. So sorry. Yeah, I'll give you a reprieve on that one, Tyler. Don't you worry about that. But the dude's a strikeout machine. Like, he's got 8 or more Ks in all but two games in his last 10. He's got double-digit Ks in like 7 of his last 10, 6 or 7 of his last 10. And as we know, strikeouts are gold. Strikeouts are absolutely gold. He's going to face a White Sox team that over the last 3 weeks, though, only striking out 19.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Something to keep in mind there. 253 average, 180 ISO, 121 WRC+. His White Sox offense is clicking. Not saying he can't strike him out. It's Tyler Glasnow. Like aces get like exceptions to the rule. But keep that in mind. He's a really, really strong play at 10-7. But honestly, Lance Lynn at 9,900 bucks at home, I think I'm going to take him over Glasnow in that matchup. Lynn's coming off four straight 24-plus point performances, six or more innings in three of the four starts. He's given up a total of 2 earned runs in those four starts, both on solo homers. So like the ball stays in the ballpark, no runs are scoring lately. 6 or more Ks in 3 straight starts for Lance Lynn. He has been outstanding. We talked about the White Sox against right-handed pitchers. Let's look at Tampa Bay real quick. They're striking out 31.1% of the time over the last 3 weeks versus right-handed pitching. Quite the difference. Quite the fantasy nugget there that we want to target those teams that strike out a lot. The Rays are striking out a ton. They are hitting 227, 139 ISO, 105 WRC+. Not bad. A little above average. Okay. Lots of strikeouts. And that's what we want. If Lance Lynn happens to give up a run or two, but he strikes out like 8+, Yahtzee. So Lynn at 99, I like quite a bit in this one. Glasnow's a great play. Don't get me wrong. I would not be shocked if he goes out there and just shoves for 7 or 8 innings, 10+ Ks, 35+ DK points. Not shocked. At the same time, the White Sox are sneakily hitting the ball well. You never know what they can put together. So give me Lance Lynn, hopefully lower ownership. That's the other caveat. When you have Glasnow versus Lynn, I think most are going to go to the Glasnow piece there. With Lynn being lower owned in the same matchup, give me Lance Lynn. Last thing I'll say about this game, if you're playing cash, you can play both. Don't worry about that. You can play both in cash. That's how bad the pitching is on the slate, so you can do that in cash. But in a tournament, give me Lance Lynn over Tyler Glasnow. Let's dance. Sean Manaea is 10-1. I can't do it. I can't do it at that price point. The Angels are striking out 25% of the time versus left-handed pitching over the last 3 weeks, but a 281 average, a 238 ISO, and a 143 WRC plus for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim over the last 3 weeks versus left-handed pitching. The Angels, Justin Upton, Rendon's getting healthy. You got Ward, you got Max Stassi back, who's crushing everything. Something to keep in mind. Like I usually like to target Manaea. I tip my cap. He's pitched very well of late. He's not 10-1 good. If he was like 85, we'd have a conversation. Not 10-1 good, and it also makes me kind of like the Angels as one of those sneakier stacks on this slate. Because I don't think a lot of people are going to know those numbers we just mentioned of how hot this Angels team is versus left-handed pitching. Very, very interesting stuff there with Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Okay, some other pitchers to target on this slate. Adam Wainwright, $8,800 at home against the Miami Marlins. Waino, he's really hit and miss. He has 25 or more points in two of his last four starts. Those other two starts, 11.2, 14.5. He has a -5.6, but then a 29. He's all over the board. Really good ceiling, though, when it comes to Adam Wainwright. Now you get a Miami Marlins team coming to St. Louis on the road, a team that strikes out 20% of the time versus righties, so not a big strikeout rate, and they're swinging it well, too. They're hitting 297 with a 146 ISO and a 140 WRC plus of late. You got Chisholm. You got Marte. Bang, bang. And you got guys like Aguilar and Duvall that are swinging it well. So if you want to be contrarian with the Marlins, getting out of Marlins ballpark, St. Louis is still very, very pitcher friendly. It's not Miami friendly, though. So if you want to be different, you can go to Miami at the same time. Waino at 88, he's definitely an SP2 play. Pitching's bad on the slate, so you got to make a stand somewhere. Waino at 88 is an SP2 play. Alex Wood, he's 85 on DK. He's 78 on FanDuel. Our buddy Gutsman has already asked me in the FSD Slack chat, what are we doing with him? I've watched his last two starts. It hasn't been pretty. It really hasn't. His control's been a mess. They're hitting him hard. He's not going deep into games. It's got the makings of we're going to see Alex Wood on the IL pretty soon, which we're used to year after year after year with Alex Wood. Like pulling up his game logs right now on FanGraphs and his last two starts. Let's just narrow them down. Both starts in the month of June. Makes it even easier for us. So he pitched 3 2/3, gave up 7 4 walks against the Angels team, smoked lefties. Here you go. And then at Texas, 5 1/3, 4 earned, 3 walks, but only 2 Ks in both starts. So that already out the gates. He's not getting the strikeouts like he was before. He has a 10% K rate with a 17.5. He has a -7.5% K to walk in those games. He has a 6.71 FIP in those games. These are things we don't want to see. His XFIP 6.82. His ERA is 11, so I guess that's telling you there's positive regression coming. Still not great. And we look at StatCast, 7.4% barrel, 37% hard hit rate, might give you some hope. So he's one of those guys, like there's some positives and there's some negatives with Alex Wood. Watching his starts, it's tough. The biggest negative for me, though, is he's not striking guys out. He's not fooling guys. He's getting 2 strikes on guys and he's not finishing them like he was earlier in the season. And that's a big, big no-no. If you want to take a chance because the pitching's this bad on this slate as an SP2, I'm there. He's going to come in probably lower owned than he should be against this ball club, but against Arizona. But yeah, because it's an Arizona team, I tweeted it out on Friday. They're striking out 25.5% of the time versus righties. They're hitting 261 with a 118 ISO and a 93 WRC plus. So you can pick on Arizona. Maybe they get Alex Wood right. We need those strikeouts to show up. So if you want to use him in a tournament as an SP2 at 85, sure. Just know the risk that things are kind of looking icky for Alex Wood. Alec Manoah against Boston at $8,200. Manoah bounced back nicely in his last start. SP2 viable, 23.7% K rate for Boston. over the last few weeks versus righties. Just know Manoah went five innings in his last start and only threw 90 pitches. So maybe they stretch him out to 100 or maybe they keep him around 90. So keep that in mind with Manoah. He's got to be efficient to pay off. Again, pitching's bad on this slate, so you got to take your chances. The last guy I'm going to look to for now on this slate, unless we see some lineup changes, is Gutierrez of the Reds coming in off a nice start. He's $6,900. Threw seven innings, two earned, seven Ks against Milwaukee his last time out. He's basically put up 13 or more points in every start, put up 24 his last time out. He's shown some strikeout upside, just a matter of getting it together, not walking guys. He figured it out his last start, looked pretty strong. Now he gets the Milwaukee team take two, 22% K rate, 223 average, 185 ISO, 100 WRC plus over the last few weeks versus righties. So Gutierrez at 69 is a guy to keep in mind. And then we'll have to check lineups out and see where else we look. But pitching is really, really bad on this slate. So like Lynn and Glasnow up top, I want Lynn over Glasnow, both very good options. You got Wainwright, Wood, Manoah in the 8K range. I'd probably go Wainwright, Manoah, Wood, but Wood might have the highest ceiling at lowest ownership type thing. We'll see. But I'm probably going to have some Alex Wood. I'm just really torn right now because of what I've seen with my naked eyes, let alone looking at the stats. There's some good. There's also some really, really bad with Alex Wood. And then last but not least, Gutierrez of the Reds at $6,900, a guy we can definitely take a look at. Let's look at the bats on this slate, 13-game slate, catcher's position. Salvi versus Matt Boyd at 52 is a very good play for paying up because Salvi crushes everything, plus crushes lefties. And what's Matt Boyd like to do? Give up home runs. So no problem with that one at all. But if you want to save some cash, get into the 4K range, you definitely can do that. If you're not using Gutierrez, Omar Narvaez at 43, Eric Haas at 42 versus Keller, both nice plays there. If you're stacking up Pittsburgh, which you definitely can, Stallings is 4,000 versus Lester. He's been at like fifth in that Pirates lineup. Makes for a good stack piece as well. Below the 4K range now, we can save some more money. If you think Alex Wood is broken, Carson Kelly at $3,500 is a nice price tag for the D-backs in, against Wood. But really, the play I want, unless you're paying up for like probably Salvi, my top play, Max Stassi, $3,100 versus Manoah. Stassi's been hitting fifth most games for the Angels. He's got tons of power. Stassi at 31 versus Sean Manoah. Love that play. Love it a lot. If you're still looking for more value, though, Jorge Alfaro's $2,800. Ryan Jeffers is 29 versus Marco Gonzalez. Those are both nice cheapies if you want those. And Jake Rogers is 24 versus Keller. So you got some other cheapies below 3K if you want. But for me, the catcher I want tonight is Max Stassi at $3,100. First base position, somehow Chris Bryant is now first base and outfield eligible. He just keeps jumping all over the place. But the most important part, Cubs facing a lefty, Chris Bryant, Fuego versus lefties. Fuego this season, but versus lefties. So Bryant at 59, we checked that box for sure. But probably play him in the outfield because your top first base play, especially if paying up, is Matty Olson at 57. Double dong for you on Sunday. He's had three homers in the last two games. He's crushing baseballs, and he gets the one, the only, Dylan Bundy, everybody. Dylan Bundy, everybody raise a hand for the biggest gas can in baseball right now. So, yeah, we'll look to target Dylan Bundy yet again because even when people said he looked better his last start, he still was not striking guys out, still putting a lot of balls in play, giving up a lot of contact. So, yeah, give me some Matty Olson at 57. We'll jump back on that train. Oakland is very live again this evening. Vladito, definitely for stacking Toronto at 55. No problem with that at all. Going below, though, yeah, Hosmer and Coors at 49. It is Gomber. Gomber's been really good at home, like really good sub-2 ERA at home, and he's owned the Padres this year. I don't have the stones to play Gomber in Coors. We've played Gomber before, not in Coors. You got Hosmer at 49 if you choose to take that route. I think Baltimore is very live against tonight. Shocker, I know, but RJ Mejia at 45 is not good. So you got Mancini at 4,500 as a starter for the Orioles. Few others to take a peek at. You know, if you're stacking the Angels, you can go Jared Walsh versus Manoah. I prefer the right-handed bats versus Manoah, but Jared Walsh is 43. He went deep on Sunday. Would make your Angels track even more contrarian if you're going that direction. Dan Vogelbach, if you're not using Gutierrez, is 4K. That's a nice price point. So is Goldschmidt at 4,000 versus Garrett. Goldie was swinging it really, really good for a while there, but he's still hitting 300 over his last 10 games with a couple home runs. Maybe he's starting to heat back up, but he's 4,000 in a good matchup versus a young lefty in Garrett. So, not bad for Goldie. A few others. Bobby Bradley's up to 3,700 because he keeps raking. So hope you guys are playing him when I had him like around 2K. But he's 37, still a great matchup versus Kramer. It's either going to be Kramer or Harvey. We've seen both. I think it's going to be Kramer, but either way, great spot for Bradley at 37. Mitch Moreland, a nice value at 36 if you're not paying up for Matt Olson. Moreland at 36, hitting fourth or fifth in the A's lineup is very, very viable. Other than that, we'll slide down just to make sure. Like Rowdy Tellez is 27. If you want to get freaky against Eovaldi, that's a value for you. And then Bobby Dalback's 21. If you believe Manoa ain't going to have it. And Dalback's been homering like crazy. We've talked about him a lot. I've written him up for the values article at rotoballer.com a couple times this past week. He's hitting dongs. He's 2,100. So if you want to jump on that one, you think it's a game stack situation, you can get some Bobby D real, real cheap. Second base position, now you got Whit Merrifield versus lefty. You can always jump on that train at 55 if you so choose. You got Simeon in your Toronto stacks at 5,000. Both really good plays, preferably both in stacks if you want to, but not bad looks. There's just cheaper options if you want one-offs tonight. Like I'd rather have Ryan McMahon at 45 versus Lamet or Weathers, whichever one pitches for San Diego. I'm seeing both. McMahon and Coors at 45 is a really good price tag. If you're stacking Cleveland, Cesar Hernandez is swinging an extremely hot bat, even though with some power. So he's 4,500 in your stacks. If not, if you're in that range, you're playing McMahon and Coors. But Hernandez is good there. Jonathan India versus a lefty and Lauer at 43. Heck, Jed Lowry's heating up. So this is why you don't really need to pay for Merrifield or Simeon, to be honest. You got these mid-4K options that are pretty good. Like if you're stacking Oakland, you use Lowry. If you're stacking Cincinnati, you use India. If you're stacking Cleveland, you use Hernandez. Like they're all sitting right there in that same happy place in this one. Some cheaper ones like Luis Urias, 4,100. He's really doing well. I've talked about him a lot lately. He's got that multi-eligibility. I even talked about him for season-long stuff on bench with Bubba. I like his talent profile. He's going to play a lot with Colton Wong out. So Luis Urias, second base, third base at 4,100. Zach McKinstry has been getting some good run for the Dodgers. He's second base outfield with Muncy on the IL. McKinstry should be starting pretty much every day. He went 3-for-3 on Sunday with the double. He's been swinging a really, really good stick. So $3,900 for McKinstry, good price point for him. A few others if you're going down the list here. Value-wise, like Christian Arroyo at 34, he's on fire right now, which is weird to say, especially as the next Giant. That stings a bit, but he's $3,400. Joe Panik, if he cracks lines, 29, but your punt play and probably your cash game play at second base if you just want to save some money, or you can do it at shortstop, either way. But Brendan Rodgers is only $2,900 in Coors versus Lamet or Weathers, whichever one. But Rodgers is swinging a really, really good stick. Tony Kemp, second base outfield, is $2,800, potentially leading off versus Dylan Bundy. So you got some super nice values here. Definitely cash game viable plays with Kemp and Rodgers on DK. That opens up cash all over the place for you. So you can do that for sure and mix and match some goodies for you right there. Third base position, you can go J-Ram 100% if you're stacking Cleveland at 57. You got Devers at 56. I'd almost rather have J-Ram at 57. I actually would, obviously, against Kramer or Harvey compared to Manoa. That's pretty simple, but I like both those spots there. Justin Turner's 54 if you're stacking the Dodgers. You got Machado and Coors at 53. Donaldson at 51. So a couple nice looks there. Give me Machado in that grouping as well. But Yoan Moncada, very nice contrarian play at 5,000. The red hot Matt Chapman at $4,900, another big day on. He's homered back-to-back games now. He's got 14 or more points in three straight games. He's heating up, folks. 7 hits over his last 3 games. $4,900 versus Bundy. Rendon versus the lefty at 47. Don't hate it. I'd rather have Chapman at 49, personally. And then you got McMahon at 45 if you want to save some cash in Coors. But you got Cabrian Hayes at $4,300 versus Johnny Lester. Love the price tag. I think it's too cheap for that matchup. I think John Lester is washed. Really good spot for Cabrian Hayes at $4,300. Kevin Biggio came off the IL, I believe, on Friday for the Blue Jays. He's put up 5, 22, and 23. He's got 6 hits in these 3 games, back-to-back games with home runs. So Kevin Biggio at 39, a nice cheap piece of the Toronto onslaught against Nate Eovaldi. Cheaper options for you on this slate. Not too many compared to these other positions. Like I mentioned, Panic earlier at 29 if you need to. But honestly, I think I'm paying up at the position. Like Mikel Franco is 25 versus Mejia. That's an uber cheap play for Baltimore if you need to go there. But give me the basically the $4,300 Cabrian Hayes or higher on this slate. Shortstop, Tatis and Coors, 61 might be too cheap. We'll see. He had a grand slam on Sunday. He's just a freak. But you got the you got Bogarts if you're stacking to Boston, but preferably Bichette at 52 versus Eovaldi. I like that price tag. Bichette's probably the hottest hitter outside of Vladito on the Toronto Blue Jays. So I like that a lot for Bichette. A value, though, in we got Story and Coors only 45, especially if it's the lefty Weathers. Story versus a lefty is a beautiful thing, especially at home. So 45 for Story. But Chisholm at only 44 versus Waino is extremely cheap. And Francisco Lindor at 42, and not to mention Brandon Crawford at 41. So again, you don't really got to pay up here, especially in cash. Chisholm's a really good play, but Lindor and Crawford, phenomenal cash game type prices. Yeah, Gavin Lux at 39, phenomenal cash play price range. I might rather have Crawford than Lux, but really good values if you're not paying all the way up with the position. Paul DeJong is back. He's only 34 versus the lefty Garrett. Another guy to keep in mind. DeJong did go deep over the weekend, so you got that going for you. Two offers and a home run. So Paul DeJong's back, folks. That sums up Paul DeJong in a nutshell. I'm going to go just bananas or do absolutely nothing for your roster. Paul DeJong's $3,400. We love him for that plus or minus tournament value. Brendan Rodgers mentioned that $2,900. Really, really good price tag. Second base shortstop eligible at the position. All right, outfield, where you know we're going to have all Z plays as always. Yelich's up to 62, which is pretty crazy. Winker 61, both good plays, but like honestly, I'd rather have Soto at 6K. I'd rather have Bryant at 59. I'd rather have Betts, who homered again on Sunday at 58, over those two guys up top. Like I love Winker, preferably versus a righty, not a lefty. Still a good play if you're stacking Cincinnati, but give me Soto, Bryant, and Betts. That's one offs, but it gets better. When you go down cheaper, you got Nelson Cruz, who went deep on Sunday, facing a lefty. That's in play. But Tommy Pham and Coors versus lefty at 5K is very nice. One of my favorite players on the entire slate is Nick Castellanos at 48 versus Lauer. Cassie's hitting everything, but especially left-handed pitching. So Cassie at 48 is someone you should circle a few times. You got Mark Connaughton leading off for Oakland at 47. If you're stacking Oakland, you're playing Mark Connaughton. Bryce Harper's only 45 versus Tony Gonsolin. That's a very nice price tag. And so is Starling Marte. Like, as much as I love Casty, I probably love Marte. Like, Marte should be in your cash games. He's 4,400. I talk about it all the time. The dude does a little bit of everything. He racks up double-digit points time and time again. Starling Marte at 44 is outstanding. I got Will Myers and Coors at 44. Not a bad tag. Teoscar Hernandez double-donged on Sunday. He's 43. You got Verdugo at 42 is a nice value as well. The Schwarbaum. Double donged on Sunday. He's a 41. He's still a tournament only play because it's usually home run or bust. But the Schwarbaum at 41, someone to keep in mind. He's hit like three homers over the last couple days. So maybe he's figuring it out. We'll see. Tyler O'Neill at 4K versus Garrett. Nice tournament play versus the lefty Garrett. A few other cheapies. Trent Grisham should be back for the Padres in Coors Field at 4,000. Mentioned McKinstry earlier is only 3,900. I'm not going to get to everybody because it's a loaded, loaded slate. Ramel Tapia is only 38 in Coors. Robbie Grossman's only 38, and that's very, very nice value as well. Justin Upton at 37 versus Manaea. Check, please. Like that one quite a bit. Jake Fraley at 36, good value versus Maeda. But Cedric Mullins at 35. Baltimore, great stack again. Very, very affordable. Like they just keep luring me in, and it's been working more often than not, which is good. But Cedric Mullins at 35, leading off. He had the day off on Sunday. You got Duggar at 34 if he's got a good spot in that Giants lineup versus Peacock, who's not very good. So you can jump back on that one. Brian Reynolds is only 33 versus Lester. You got Jonathan Daza and Coors at 33. That'll be a nice little value for you. You got Mountcastle at 32 if you want to go that route. A few others down here at the low 3K. Seth Brown's only 3,100 for the A's versus Bundy. You can look his direction. A few others. You know, I don't want to target Glass now, so I'm going to pass on that one. Austin Hayes is back. He's 28. We got Tony Kemp. We talked about $2,800 on a really good matchup versus Dylan Bundy as someone you can exploit. And then it's pretty much just check the lineups to see what stands out because there will be a few more. Maybe Jorge Mateo cracks the Padres lineup. He's 2,500. Stuff like that. Like DJ Stewart's only $2,300. He let off on Sunday. He's hitting like 330 over the last 2 weeks. The dude's actually hitting the baseball plus with some power. So you got DJ Stewart at $2,300 versus Mejia and company. So definite value to be had on this slate, as always, especially in the outfield. But we have some second base and some shortstop values. Recapping your pitching, Lynn and Glass now facing off in Chicago. Both phenomenal plays, both in play. Both you could put both in cash together. Give me Lynn over Glass now, hoping for lower ownership, big time upside against the a Rays team striking out over 30% of the time versus right-handed pitching of late. Wainwright, Wood, Manoa in the 8K range, all in play. I'd probably go Wainwright, Manoa, Wood. But Wood is that sneaky, probably the best GPP potential out of the three. Just might have the biggest bust potential as well. Yeah, Gutierrez at $6,900 is my cheapest play for now. Hopefully a couple more check the boxes when we see some lineups because we're going to need some unless you want to keep punting with bats, which you can. There's tons of it on the slate, as we mentioned. But if you have any further questions, I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. Hit me up over there or come join me in the Fantasy DGen Slack chat. I'll be there on and off throughout the day. If I'm not there, there's plenty of great guys helping each other build some winning lineups in the chat room. Listen to Bench with Bubba. Give a rate review there. If you give a rate and review on iTunes for MLB DFS quick hits as well, I would truly appreciate it. The always pressing PGA DFS podcast previewing the U.S. Open will drop for you guys on Monday. So get the goods there. Check out the video of this podcast on the RotoBlar YouTube channel. Subscribe, like, and share the good stuff over there. And more importantly, good luck on your Monday. I'll be back with you guys on Tuesday, but for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, Monday, June 14th edition of the books. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.